my topic is also on how I contribute to the happiness in our home. And after President Kuhn gave me this topic, I kept it in my mind for the past week and a half. I noticed that people were already giving me ideas about my lesson, and they didn't tell me directly, but it was through their actions. So I just wrote down my observations and put them down here. And one thing that my relatives and parents say about me is that I'm a good peacemaker. And I think I show this by being nice to my brothers and sisters and cousins, and whenever I see any problems, I try to fix them. And I think this, I found that this strengthens my family. And another quality of mine is that I'm obedient. Whenever my mother asks me anything, I go and do it. This sets a good example to my brothers and sisters. Being a good example is another thing that strengthens the family. Elder Clay W. Mass Jr. in this last conference said, "Young men and women, you can be a great influence for good in your homes as you help to achieve worthy family objectives." And I've noticed that younger kids usually look up to their older brothers or sisters, myself included. And so knowing that people are watching you makes you want to be a better person. The next thing that I do is I participate in family home meeting. Whether it's answering questions from the lesson or even preparing a lesson. In the Pre-Duty to God pamphlet, it requires you to organize and teach at least 4 family home evening lessons each year. My mom once gave a lesson the Monday after I was given my assignment, and they talked about happiness of our home. She asked our whole family, "What qualities of our family do we have?" When she got to me, I said that I've noticed people have been saying they hate their brothers and sisters because they do certain actions, but it's a special quality of our family that we love to spend time with each other, which brings me to my next topic, spending time with each other. I believe that spending time with each other is very important. Because it strengthens the relationships between me and my brothers and sisters. Spending time for me is just playing board games, playing tag in the backyard, or jumping on the trampoline. And another thing that I try to keep with me is the spirit. Elder Vinyas talk in the April conference, he said, "The principles that we choose to incorporate into our lives will determine the spirit that we contribute in our relationships with others. When we adopt the principle, its influence radiates from us, and we can be felt by others." And this just says that if we keep the spirit with us, it will be in our homes, and it will bless the lives of others. The things that we need to do to keep the spirit is to read our scriptures, pray, any little things that will help us keep the spirit. And we also need to read scriptures as a family. And a couple of summers ago, I went to Utah. We all were in different places at different cousins' houses. And because of that, we couldn't read scriptures a lot together. And I was okay with that because I wanted to spend more time with my cousins. But later on, I didn't feel the spirit with us. I eventually asked if we could read together, and we did, and I felt a lot better after that. So just from reading scriptures together for a long time and then not doing it changed my days. We didn't have the spirit. President Packer said in this last conference, "One thing is very clear, the safest home and family, the safest place and the best protection against the moral and spiritual diseases is a stable home and family. This has always been true. It will be true forever. We must keep that foremost in our minds. I hope that we could all have the spirit to be with us and that we may have our homes a safe place." In the family proclamation, it says, "Happiness in family life is most likely to be achieved when found founded upon the teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Successful marriages and families are established and maintained on principles of faith, prayer, repentance, forgiveness, respect, love, compassion, love, and wholesome recreational activities. I hope that we can all strive to do these things